most people have moved on, but Patricia Nelson and Father Leon Flaherty know there are 300 flood-damaged homes in Douglas County. Many of those families still need help with things like furnaces and hot water heaters.
A lot of people's freezers, they were in the basement or in family rooms downstairs. If it was a split level, all the furniture, the beds are basically gone. They can't use them anymore.
A lot of washer and dryers,
yeah.
Washers and dryers of, you know, utility room stuff.
Nelson and Flaherty are part of the Douglas County Long-Term Recovery Committee. That's made up of nonprofit groups that include shelters, food shelves, senior citizens, agencies, and religious service organizations. Its mission is to help people who have exhausted all other avenues for help, a group that they say is largely invisible unless they come forward. Nelson says there's an urgency to get people ready for winter.
A lot of people who had stuff stored in their basements lost their winter outerwear.
Everything,
so
yeah.
I think initially we were buying boots and jackets, yeah, for kids. And
that's where things like St. Vincent de Paul come in, because they have a lot of that already on hand, so we can send people there rather than to Target or Kmart or something like that.
In all, the June 20th flood damaged 1,900 homes in the Duluth Superior area, destroying 72. Long-term recovery teams are also working in Minnesota. Nelson and Flaherty expect all of these committees will be meeting for another 2 years before they've completed their mission. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.